Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, a little after three on this Football Friday, the 15th day of December. Also a day that... been on my calendar for a long time. It was about 2 years ago when I announced that I'd be leaving on this date. I know it was a very long time ago when I stated it. It's been out there for a long time. No one believed it, or a lot of people didn't believe it. And it is finally here, this final day. So we've done a lot of things leading up to it, and now it is finally here. We will try to get in as many calls as we possibly can. We've lined a bunch of them up, so I promise I'll get to as many as I can. Brian in Wading River. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Mike, I've been here since the beginning, and I remember when you guys started Sports Talk All Day Long, I was thinking, you know, what are they going to talk about all day long? How many times could they get the, you know, the same results? But, boy, I couldn't see the forest through the trees.
No one could. I mean, no one actually could. I mean, there were so many critics in the beginning. And I'll tell you honestly, I can't state this enough. I said it last night. It is so true. It was about to go under. They had lost so much money. Now, remember, they had never handled it right. Now, it's not their fault they were new at it, but they didn't grasp the idea of putting local voices on and putting people on that were passionate about sports or could be entertaining. They were much more into a old-fashioned, you know, kind of, you know, Biff Bond sports report. And it didn't go over in New York. New York didn't like it. It was doing terribly. They were losing their shirts. They were also doing things that were insane. I mean, they were flying guys into New York for weekends, paying for their airfare, hotels for them to do weekend updates. That's insanity. I mean, it's such a colossal waste of money, and they didn't realize that they would, you know, that this was not the right way to do this. They finally got their act together, but if they had not taken the move Dimas and given the place that time to stabilize, where he was enormously successful, he was a revenue base, and he allowed the place time to grow. And he helped promote it by, you know, really through his genius of promotion, where he would attack you, but he was promoting you while he would attack you. And then it allowed Mike and the Mad Dog to be born, and then the rest is history. Within 6 months of Mike and the Mad Dog, the station was one of the top stations in the United States, and then the rest, it created an industry. So, but it really began with Imus, otherwise it wouldn't have happened.
You know, Mike, over these last, like you said, 2 years since you said you're leaving, the difference this time, when Dog left, you know, people talk about their moments. When he called in that day and said goodbye to you, and you guys were practically in tears together, that sticks out in my mind.
It was like August 14th, or I think it was August 14th. It might have been August 15th. It was August 14th or 15th that year, yes.
Yeah, we didn't get to say goodbye to him like we did you this last, you know, couple of months. And that's been special. It's been, you know, it's I think it's made it a little bit easier.
And let me thank this station, because most of the time when you're leaving, people don't get to leave and call their own shots and set things up the way they want to leave. Usually there's animosity. Things aren't going well. Usually they take you off the air. Here I have to say, and that's why I've honored my commitments, which is I don't talk about what I'm doing next. I don't promote anything that I might be doing next, because I promised them I would not do all that. And they kept their promise that they would allow me to go off the air the way I wanted, and they would allow me to set up the schedule I wanted as far as events and everything else. And they have let me do everything I wanted to do. They let me in the Tiller Center yesterday. These are all my ideas that I came up with in the last, for the last go-round. and they've allowed me to do everything. So I thank them for that, because it's not often, and I hope it sets a new way, because the old way of leaving really wasn't fair to anybody, and it really, the biggest part was, it's not fair to the audience, because the audience has invested time and invested a lot of loyalty and a lot of time and helped those shows be successful. So whether you're talking about a dog or you're talking about a Howard Stern or whoever it might be, let them talk to their audience before they go off, because their audience deserves that. Forget whether you think they deserve it. The audience deserves it. And I think this time they've done that, and hopefully this sets a new mold for that, because this has gone so well. It's been good for the station. They've profited from it. The ratings have been terrific. The shows have all sold out. Everything we've done, you know, from the Tiller Center to the show at Mulcahy's, have all sold out. So from that standpoint, it's been good for everybody. And I just think it's a better way to do this, where, you know, all right, I'm not spending time talking about where I'm going. That's fine. There's time for that. But it allows us to do what we want to do in terms of saying goodbye to our audience and just, you know, doing what's right for you guys, which is, you know, the idea, because, you know, you're the reason why this happened. I mean, you know, when people say to me, you know, you've had all the success. Yeah, the success is that I've had an audience that was loyal to me. That's it. If you don't have the audience that's loyal, nothing else matters. It doesn't work. You have to have the audience that's loyal and there every day. I mean, this is a business where you must produce an audience. Otherwise, you don't stay on the air. And I've been on the air for 30 years, and I've been at the top of the ratings for 30 years, and that's because of the audience. So no one could be more grateful for that than me. I promise you that. Ira in Staten Island, what's up, Ira?
Hey, Mike, it's amazing. You know, 30 years, and, you know, it's unbelievable. Just want to thank you for everything. You took my calls. You allowed me to voice my opinion. And just, you know, Lisa said it perfectly. I'm for the first time in 30 years, I'm lost for words, because you've had a brilliant career. You've been amazing. And this is a sad day. It's a good day for you going forward. I'm going to follow you wherever you go. But for myself and for thousands and thousands of listeners, the afternoons, and no disrespect to the people who are taking over, it'll never, ever, ever be the same.
Well, thank you, Ira. That's very nice. Good luck to you, Jets. I hope they give you a Super Bowl one of these days. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Anthony Emmerich, what's up, Anthony?
Mike, first time, and I'm glad I'm able to get through to you on your last day. I want to congratulate you and give you and the Mad Dog credit for getting me to sports talk. I listen more to sports talk than I do the actual music. The only time I really listen to music is when I'm working out. Other than that, it's sports talk 24 hours a day, and I can't begin to tell you how many times me and my wife gotten into disputes in the car because I want to listen to you and she wants to listen to music. So thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Anthony. Appreciate it greatly. Jody in Jersey City. What's up, Jody?
Mike, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thank you.
I got one question and one comment,
yes,
if
sir.
That's cool.
Good.
Despite having worked with him for 20-plus years over the last 30, is it true that you and Jody McDonald did just one show together, but it was out at Belmont Park when Easy Goer kept Sunday Silence from winning the Triple Crown? And I think we both did well hitting that somewhat short price exacto that day.
Did we do a show together that day?
Yes.
Did we?
That's the only show you and I have ever done together, Mike.
This is Jody McDonald. And I remember being there that day, and I remember how excited the New York contingent was because they had backed this horse who loved the New York tracks and had trouble. Also, there was a great horse in Sunday Silence, but he also didn't seem the same horse when he left New York. And they really had staked their claim to this horse and felt that he was good. And they were vindicated that day. And I remember that day more than ever how excited the New York audience was when he blew away Sunday Silence by like 8 lengths in, you know, almost the second fastest Belmonts in Secretariat. I mean, in a brilliant time. And everyone was so excited that day, Jody. So I remember that show that day. I remember you being there. I didn't know we worked the same time, though. I forgot about that. So is that true?
Yes.
Well, good.
You and I did the show together.
Okay.
And despite the fact that Sunday Silence was going for Triple Crowns, New York made Easy Goer that the favorite that day.
Absolutely. And I, was an Easy Goer backer for Suge. And absolutely. And I remember how that day very well. I remember when he took off and ran away, how crazy everybody got for the New York crowd. So I thank you, Jody, for calling. Good luck to you. And again, you'll hear Jody Mack all over the place. You always do. You hear him on the weekends. You hear him on the fans. So he's still going strong. So I appreciate the call, Jody. Thank you very much.
Mike, my pleasure. Thank Congrats you. On having the biggest career in the history of the industry.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Jody McDonald, Bill in Detroit, Michigan. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Two quick comments. First, you're great, and I've enjoyed listening for 25 years. Best moment for me was your interview with a sports memorabilia expert. You challenged him about a Babe Ruth jersey.
I remember.
You couldn't take your intense questioning and fully exasperated, just hung up.
I remember. Bill, you're right. Absolutely right. The guy was trying to tell me how he could prove that Ruth's jersey was game used from the 1930s. How would you ever do that? I mean, give me a break. That's what's wrong with that industry. You're going to prove to me it's game used? What are you going to do? Get Ruth on the phone? I mean, that was. I remember, and he got so mad he just hung up. I mean, because how could you prove that? I mean, this is the jersey. What? Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. He couldn't prove it was worn last week, no less prove one that was worn in the 30s. He's right about that. Tab in Newburgh, what's up, Tab?
Hey, Mike. Just want to congratulate you on a great career. I've been calling you, bugging you about the Chiefs for years now. Nothing like a great
drive. Big game
drive.
This week. Big game.
You think Andy Reid will finally get us the ring?
I'm picking him. This week against the Chargers. I can't believe they're on the dog.
They've been a tease to us for years and years, as you know. So we're hoping this is the year. We don't know. Took a little dive, but maybe we're on the up and up.
Yeah, let's see. They got a big game this week. This is a big game with the Chiefs and the Chargers. This is a really big Saturday night game. I always like the Saturday night games. You know, that's when the NFL goes front and center because they get to play on Saturday night. I've always liked the Saturday night games late in the season. It's always holiday season when it is. We're just about into the bowl season, too, which I always like, too. So it's a good week of games this week. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Let me get a couple more in. Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. I just got to thank you. You've been one of the few constants in my life. You're the voice of my childhood and my adulthood. And I remember I would call you and Dog, and then I'd run to the radio, hit record, and I still have all those cassettes. You've talked to me off the ledge after Yankees losses, and I grew up with you. You're always going to be one of the most important people in my life. I, like everyone else, just want to congratulate you and tell you I'm going to miss you, man.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I really appreciate it. Matt in White Plains, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Mike. Just want to echo everybody's statements and really say thank you. 38 years old, been with you, working in construction in high school. Brothers and I would run home for Mike and the Marquee. Every time I hear Pink Cadillac brings me back to 1996. Worth getting yelled at on a weekly basis for taking up too much bandwidth when I was working for a small startup down in Charlotte, North Carolina. You helped me get through that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're the voice of a generation. You've narrated a lot of times for us. So wanted to say thanks for everything. And wherever you go, I'm coming with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We will be back. There's no question. I don't know. We won't have any details for you today. But I said this to the Dog when he texted me yesterday about something. And I said, you know, he was saying about reaction and everything. And I said, Dog, you know, it's not just this is goodbye for me. It's goodbye for us because this is the last link to what Dog and I created back in 1969, because a lot, I mean, 1989, I mean, a lot of these memories are Mike and the Mad Dog memories, just like they've been for 10 years. And I've been able, and I'm very proud of what I have been able to do in the decades since Dog left. But also, I'm also equally proud of what we created together from, you know, 1989. For almost 20 years together, and what Mike and the Mad Dog has stood for and what Mike and the Mad Dog has meant to the industry. So I understand that this is, you know, it's goodbye not just for me, it's goodbye for us. And that's a big part of this. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.